John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The best of players, the hustlers, the people to bust up, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown.
We were off for Easter. We got late word, actually. We were unaware. I was ready to go, actually. I didn't find out that we weren't on until like 5 o'clock, I think, or 4 o'clock, 5, whatever it was, in the afternoon. Right around then, I tweeted it out. But we're back, baby. We're back. And I was just saying, man, the Vegas Golden Knights. I don't bet on the Vegas Golden Knights very often, to be honest. And what's the deal with this, actually? Have I been paid for this? You guys going to pay me for this or what? Oh, I have been paid for it. Great. That's the one thing when you have a million futures and stuff. You get paid for stuff, and it gets carried over, and you don't even really realize it. So I won that bet. Vegas under 105.5 points. We won that bet, at least. I'm just looking right now. What do I have here? Seeing a lot of baseball futures. A lot of baseball futures and a lot of NBA picks here. They got Milwaukee Bucks minus 2.5 series price. Boston Celtics to win the series. I got 500 on the Bucks, 500 on the Celtics, 370 on the Raptors. Because the Raptors were played at 370, paid exactly 1,000. I like the even number back. I also sprinkled on the Raptors to win in 6. I put a small play on that, though. Oh, boy, I forgot about this bet here. I have a $312 bet on the Raptors plus 2.5 in the series. I played this with soccer over the weekend. This was like worst case scenario. I was like, all right, listen, if they lose in 6, at least I'll win the bet, right? So under 3.5, CF Montreal, Whitecaps, under 4.5, Earthquakes, Nashville. That got to 4. That was a sweat job, too. It nearly got to 5. I put $312 on it, and I got the Raptors plus 2.5, and I thought it was like a stone-cold lock when I put it in. I'm like, I'll just put this in because it'll be whatever. Now it might come into play here, actually. And I already have my tickets for game 4. Like, they can't lose on Wednesday. I can't, like, be flying 3,000 miles, man, for, like, a 3-0 series deficit. Dallas Stars just pulled the goalie with 3 minutes left, down 3 goals. And it took Vancouver about 5 seconds to score and put it in the empty net. right away, Pettersson, boom, there it is. I'm telling you, man, these guys, they don't miss now. These new dudes in the NHL, they're snipers, man. They love empty nets. They love empty nets. Actually, you know what? I say they don't miss. Buddy did miss, actually, the first time. But they got the rebound. He didn't miss the second time. 6-2. Well, too bad goal differential won't matter for you guys. But this is another big 2 points. We'll talk some NHL hockey with Kurtz. I guarantee you Kurtz lost a parlay on the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. I had a parlay, Vegas Golden Knights, with the Dodgers. I'm not a big parlay player tonight, but I'm proud of myself. We hit an 11-1 parlay and a 6-1 parlay tonight. Level 2.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The Pimps, the Players, the Hustlers, the people of Bustler, but everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's the Monday Night Meltdown. We're far from done. Great stuff with Mo Khan in Level 1. Scoop Jackson's going to step up, and a little bit later on, we'll talk NBA with the original OG, Slam Magazine, and more. Scoop Jackson will kick it with us. George Kurtz will step up, and then we got Rick Serratella. We're getting biblical. NFL Draft Bible. It's time to really start breaking down this draft, and man, it's a volatile one, I'll tell you that. Like, nobody really knows anything, all right? Like, I don't think the teams know, and it's not like anybody in the media is going to know. So that's the thing. I'm always fascinated by these big, big line moves when it comes to the NFL draft. When, like what? Like, what do you think, John Lynch is calling Mel Kiper? Hey, Mel, you know what? This is, we're going to take this guy. We've decided. We figured we'd let you know just to make you look good on TV, right? And I like Mel Kiper, but they're not calling him, right? Like, the only thing the teams are telling the media right now are things that they want them to know, and none of them are true. Oh, yeah, we like this guy, we like that guy, because you're trying to get it out there, and then you know that media guy is going to speak to another GM. Well, you know what? I was talking to John, man. He told me that he likes these two guys, right? And then, did he? Yeah, right? Like, it's all a game right now. And some of these guys are better at it than others. We talked about it last week. You have to know what your enemy is going to do. And speaking of enemies, why is Josh Allen teaming up with Patrick Mahomes and playing golf? Like, this is one big joke. I don't like it. I don't like it. I complained about him being on TMZ last week, and he can't control that. If TMZ is going to follow him and his girlfriend around. But Mahomes, like, has beaten you 2 years in a row, bro. Like, do you think the defensive backs and the defense thinks it's funny? You're laughing it up with Mahomes? I'm not down. And it just sort of seemed to be like one strike after another in this offseason.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Like, how about worrying about football? You know, Tom Brady's got a million Super Bowls. He can yuck it up and be on TV with Manning and Rodgers, whatever. Rodgers loves being on TV. Right? You know, it's funny. What did Coach Reinbold say the other day? Yeah, I'm not looking for celebrity quarterbacks. I want winning quarterbacks. And listen, Allen's played great and stuff, but, like, Mahomes has beaten you 2 years in a row, bro. Like, are you going to be hanging around with him? Kanye West and Pete Davidson going to start hanging around and play golf together? This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Late Night Anger Match for Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. 7-4 Los Angeles Dodgers right now. We haven't gotten to the baseball. We'll get into this with George Kurtz. 7-4 for the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman. How about you want a script for Freddie Freeman? He hit his first home run as a Los Angeles Dodger in his first at-bat against the Atlanta Braves. He's the third former MVP to hit a home run in his first at-bat against the team that he won the award with. Previously, Frank Thomas at the Chicago White Sox in 2004. Alex Rodriguez hit a home run in Texas in his first at-bat. Those guys did it on the road, though, in their stadium. That's even cooler. He's up again right now. He hit a home run in his first at-bat against the Atlanta Braves. So 7-4 right now. Dodgers were up big, and then the Braves chipped away, and then they made it 6-4, and then the Dodgers added one. They got a runner on second base right now with Freddie up. Let's bring in George Kurtz right now. Sports Grid, radio and television networks. George Kurtz. George, always a pleasure. How you doing tonight?
Doing well, Gabe. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm assuming that you had the Vegas Golden Knights, Captain Chalk.
No, Captain Chalk.
I'm amazed. I did even.
No.
I don't know how you could. They haven't played all that well. Leonard had gone away for, what, a personal matter with his family again. I thought it would be a higher scoring game, which is why I had issues with it. I don't think Vegas is making the playoffs. I've been saying this for about a month now. I just think they have a team that's cursed this year. You know, one injury after another, which Leonard, Stone, Pacioretty, Riley Smith, Theodore, Martinez. It's one injury after another here. If they can get in, there'll be a problem. But I don't think they're getting in.
Well, people keep saying that. If they get in, they're going to be a problem. But they're not really that much of a problem to anybody right now, are they?
Well, they're not healthy. You know, I think, but I think they would. They can't activate anybody else, by the way. Right? I'm surprised they were able to get Stone back playing four guys on a long-term IR.
That's a good point. They haven't. They're shenanigans. It's a good point.
Yeah, they're playing a Tampa Bay game here. I mean, it's legal. And if you go, fine, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Maybe I'm sure the injuries are legit because I think if Vegas had to do it all over again, maybe they would have done this, right? Because, like I said, the schedule is in their favor. They're not playing anybody all that tough. And the Kings do seem to be falling apart. But
Vancouver just won.
Your team to watch, right?
Vancouver just won.
That wants it.
Six in a row for the Canucks right now. Without their captain, Bo Horvat, tonight in the lineup.
Yeah, you got to like what the Canucks are doing. They're feeling it. New coach Boudreau in there, right? From, what, 2 months?
They play Ottawa tomorrow. They play again at home.
Ottawa's played well. That's not a gimme. That's not a gimme game there. I like the way Ottawa's played. Josh Norris, Stutzel, it's Tkachuk there. I kind of like the way they've been playing. I was going to go with Vancouver, but I don't think that's a gimme game at all.
I'm almost disappointed he didn't lose with us with Vegas tonight.
I've been there, a team I've been staying away from. Like I said, I think.
Did you bet on Vancouver? I had Vancouver at least. I cashed that.
No, I didn't do that. Dallas needs to win too, right? I mean, so I stayed away.
Yeah, but Vancouver's so hot. -110 at home.
Yeah, but Dallas is a good team too. I know they're a little bit more solidified. They're not solidified, but they have games in hand on people. But that's another team that consistency is out the window with them. Either they're great or they're terrible. All right, they play well for a couple of games in a row, then they play poor for a couple of games in a row. And it's a team that I have no idea. I thought Vancouver would probably win the game. I didn't see them beating up on Dallas. I thought this would be a lower scoring game. I thought this would be a 3-2 game, and I thought maybe the Vegas Devils game would be more 5-4.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised as well, actually, that it was as high scored as it was. Dallas pulled their goalie with 3 minutes left down three, which I don't know why. So you're losing 5-2, bro. Like, really? You're going to pull the goalie? And all that happened is they scored right away. They pulled the goalie, and Vancouver just buried it. Boom, 6-2. Thank you. So, yeah, everyone 6 in a row, scorching hot. And it's rare that a team plays back-to-back at home like this. But I was saying earlier, it's one of these makeup games from earlier. So, they have a chance to rack up another 2 points right now, man. I think they can get it. The way they're playing right now, I don't think they're going to lose tomorrow.
I don't think so either. I mean, they've been playing. Like I said, I think they're feeling it. Some teams, they grip the sticks a little tighter there, but I think Vancouver is absolutely feeling it right now, and they're hot, and that's what you want to be. I think their schedule is a little bit tougher than the other two as far as that's concerned, but they take care of business. Beat the teams you have to beat. They play Ottawa. And they play Seattle the last couple of years. They play L.A., and that game against L.A., second to last.
That's what I'm saying. They control. They're kind of in right. This thing. You know what I mean? Like, you beat Ottawa, you beat Seattle, you beat the Kings, and you've done it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the funny thing, Gabe. Edmonton is probably finishing 2 in that division, right? We're going to give Edmonton the second spot there. They Vancouver plays Edmonton last game of the season. The Oilers
Edmonton could roll over and not play McDavid and Draisaitl on everybody.
They can say, hey, you know what? I think we'll play Vancouver. I don't want to play Vegas. I don't want to play this other team. We'll play Vancouver. Take our chances there. You said McDavid, Draisaitl. Take the night off. Evander, take the night off. That sort of thing. So I think that's extremely interesting.
It's a manageable schedule. Vancouver host Ottawa tomorrow. Then they're in Minnesota on Thursday. It's a tough game. At Calgary's tough. That's you know what I mean? That's tough. But
if they can get 2 points out of those, just get 2 points.
Yeah, if they find a way, you're right. Get it to overtime, exactly. Maybe steal one in overtime. Get them to overtime. Get points in them. And then the stretch drive. Seattle, L.A., Edmonton. Right? Boom, boom, boom. You got to close it out. You got to close it. And, that's a big game. And they got a couple of them at home here, too. So the 6 games left, 3 of them on the road, 3 of them at home. And that Edmonton game might be a nothing game for Edmonton at that point of the year as well.
It probably
they host
will.
The LA Kings.
That game is
they host Seattle?
Nothing to Edmonton. If they take care of business, can split with those two teams, just get 2 points.
And it might not mean anything to Calgary either at this point, actually, by the time they
probably play. Not, but I don't think they're going to, you know, with 4 or 5 games left, I don't think they're going to hang it up. You know, but the thing is, and when you look at Vegas' schedule, once again, they lost to the Devils tonight. There's no excuse for that. You cannot lose to the Devils at home when you're in this kind of stretch. They play Washington on Wednesday. That's another game they could lose. San Jose, they should win. And their last 3 games are on the road, Gabe. I mean, I know they're playing Chicago. That's one of them. But the other 2 games are Dallas and St. Louis. Dallas will need to play. St. Louis may not. They may be able to say, yeah, no, we're not going to play much on that that Friday night because I think they're pretty much locked in. They're playing Minnesota round one. You know, so those 3 road games in a row, I think, are going to be Vegas' undoing. I just don't think they're getting in. I think they would be a problem if they do, if they were to get in. But I'm betting on Vancouver right now to get in over Vegas.
Yeah, I would agree. And as far as the L.A. Kings are concerned, looking at the Los Angeles Kings schedule, they are down to 5 games remaining right now. At Anaheim, versus Chicago, versus Anaheim, at Seattle, at Vancouver. The L.A. Kings have the easiest schedule of the bunch here.
By far.
Right, Anaheim twice, Chicago and Seattle, bro. And then the 1 game against Vancouver. All you know, if you're these other teams, you got to hope that the Ducks show up and play with that sort of city rivalry pride thing.
And they might, right? Ducks have they're not a, I wouldn't say they're a pushover, so they don't have much there, right? The Kings right now, they are in that final playoff spot, barely, but they're in it. Right, they got 90 points there. Vegas has 87.
Thing is, as you know, they just, if the Kings just get points out of this, they can sort of salvage it. You know what I mean? And keep people out, steal a point here, point there, point there, right?
It could come down to a tiebreaker because Vancouver right now, they're 4 points behind L.A., but Vancouver has a game in hand. So if Vancouver wins that game in hand and they can beat the Kings that last game of the season, they would be tied, assuming the other
games.
You
know what's crazy? And Vancouver has 1 more game left after that King game still, and the Kings don't.
Yeah, that'd be the game in hand.
Right? Yeah, so the Kings would then, and they play each other in the last game. So, hey, it's interesting. Like, you know what I mean? It's they're in the mix. Man, Vancouver started like 6-14. They dug a hole, man. They brought this upon themselves. They had a lot of bad luck. They've had it.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Injuries, they had COVID, they have had bad luck, the Canucks. They fired the coach, and they turned it around after they fired the coach. And Travis Green, Bruce Boudreau's done a great job. Thatcher Demko is a great goalie, too. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, 7-4 LA Dodgers. Freeman goes deep in his first at-bat against the Braves, his first home run as a Dodger. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
The late night anger match request. This is Sports Rage. Dodgers win 7-4. The game just ended. Kimbrel comes in and finishes it off. Freeman goes deep. Dodgers win 7-4. These guys are rolling right now as well. San Diego gets it done. We like San Diego tonight. We gave it on game time decisions. Well, it was a little pricey, George. George Kurtz with us. It was minus 180, but I thought they were going to win. And, you know, they've been playing pretty good baseball. Well, specifically Manny Machado. Again, does it again, George. Great start to the season for Manny Machado. 3-4-4 tonight, 2 RBIs, double, hit a home run. He's really been carrying this team early offensively.
Yeah, and that home run he hit tonight was a bullet. I mean, my God. He's hitting home runs that aren't getting 10 feet off the ground. Yeah, he, like I said, he's hot, seeing the ball well here. Listen, we know the Padres are a good team. You know, strange last year, they sort of choked for whatever it would, spit the bit. Yet they lose Tatis now, and they're playing better seemingly without him. So, well, good for them. Good team. They're deep in pitching, too. Like Mackenzie Gore, the top prospect.
Or hey, Manaea's had a nice start. Remember, nearly pitched into a no-hitter earlier in the year, right? They took him out, actually. Another tonight, just he gave up six hits, six innings, one run. One earned run tonight, six strikeouts. Impressive start to the season for Manaea.
Yes, look good, right? Look good's coming over from the Oakland Athletics. So, you know, Oakland's getting rid of everybody. Who are they trading Montas to? That's what everybody else wants to know, right? Bassett went, and Bassett's done well with the Mets. I think he's 2-0 with the Mets. Or at least he's had two good starts. Maybe he didn't win the first one. I don't remember that offhand. But Oakland traded everybody. Everybody's reaping the benefits.
The Reds are bad, though, George, on 2-9. They're a fade, man.
Yeah. And,
they're going to be bad. Reds,
aren't they the Orioles of really the National League? And beautiful ballpark.
Well, they didn't have to be. That's a good comparison. They were both good in the 70s.
They're cheap. The ownership's cheap.
Yeah.
They're not going to spend that money.
I mean, look, they had a good thing going. Cincinnati actually started to build a decent rotation. And you remember before they could hit, and then suddenly it was like, oh, if you guys got some pitching. Then they got some pitching, and suddenly they couldn't hit. It was like this weird, bizarro world thing. But they let everyone go. I mean, look, we go down the list, right? Winker, Seattle.
Cheap.
Sonny Gray, Minnesota.
Cheap.
Like, they don't want to pay anyone.
Right. They don't. They're the Orioles. Same thing. They're like a farm system for the rest of Major League Baseball. And it's a shame. Because as you said.
And it's weird because you're in a bad division. Or you're in a winnable or a division that you can compete in. You know what I mean?
And there's not a team in there that's in, you know, there's no Dodgers in the National League.
No. The Brewers are the best team, right? Yeah. The Brewers are the best team.
And they're a good team. But they're not the Dodgers. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, it's a shame. You do hate to see that. Because
it is a traditional baseball market. I think they're the oldest team, actually. I think they're the original.
I think they are. Yeah. Right? Remember, they always used to have the opening day.
Yeah, they always
get the first game on opening day because they were the Reds, and they've been around forever. But remember, was it two, three years ago where they had the top three of Gray, Luis Castillo, who will be back, I think, next week, and, of course, Trevor Bauer before, you know, he's – imploded first.
So I'm saying they had a real staff. They're like, it was coming together for them. I don't know. There's some franchises that just don't want to win, like you said. And it's crazy, too, because.
All they care about is making money. But the thing is,
you make more money if you're hot. And the thing is, you look at Cincinnati, there's not a lot there. You got the Bengals. They don't have a hockey team, they don't have an NBA team. You know what I mean? You got NFL and MLB, you got a college football team, and college basketball, you know, University of Cincinnati. But. You figure the Reds would take advantage. Like, look at San Diego. San Diego started spending more money, and I give them credit for this. They spent more money, George, when the Chargers left. They could have said, you know what, whatever. We're the only show in town now, whatever. People aren't going to have a choice. They could come to the park. It's a nice stadium. What do? They said, oh, let's spend a ton of money. Let's try to build a winner. And one thing about San Diego, too, like you said, they fell apart, and it was all, I swear to God, it was that day. It was the trade deadline day. It was the Scherzer day. Earlier in the day, there were reports that they got Scherzer, and then they didn't, right? The Dodgers ended up getting Scherzer, which is even worse. It's like your division rival gets them. It fell apart. I swear it was like that night Tatis got hurt again. And it was like that was it. And then it just started to fall apart. Remember, they were fighting with each other in the dugout. The pressure got to them, George. The pressure got to them. All that hype and stuff, you know?
I think the pressure got to them.
But they were flying under the radar this year, George. That's what I sort of like about them this year. There's no pressure on them. No one's talking about them, you know?
I had a lot of respect for them for what you were saying there. They were, I don't want to call them a small market, but they're not a big market team. So they're a mid-market, and they started spending money. Not just that, but remember, they called up Tatis rather than play the game, right? Rather than play the, you know.
He made the team. He made the team out of camp.
Exactly. That was great.
As a kid, yeah.
Just like the Mariners just did
with Rodriguez.
Yeah, exactly, Julio Rodriguez. And I like that, you know. The guys are ready to play. Let them play. So I had a lot of respect.
Well, they're going to remember it if they become stars and you screwed them over, George, too. That's another thing.
you know, we always say that, but you know what? It's not. I don't think it works out. If you're offering them, listen, Gabe Morenci, you're a star player, right? They screwed you over, but they offer you the most money. You're still signing with them. Unless you hate the team or you're really bitter about it.
I think
it's that if you just hate the area. You know, you didn't want to play there in the first place. You always wanted to leave. Then maybe. But if they're offering you the most money, that's where you sign it.
Yeah, I know. It's like the same thing with the Lakers. The Lakers, were real jerks to their coach. Like, they told the media they fired him before they told him. Like, he found out in the media. Yeah, exactly. And like,
I thought he knew that before you did.
Exactly. And he won a title 2 years ago. It's like, come on, show a little respect to the guy. So there was a big, you know, oh, NBA coaches are turned off by how he was treated, and they're not going to want that job. And it's like, yeah, well, whatever. If they, the Lakers offer you $7 million a year to coach them, they're going to take it.
Like, there aren't too many jobs around. What, 30 NBA teams to take
it? Like, they're going to take jobs. So, like, you know, it's, that's just the way that it goes. Speaking of which, so the Warriors win 126-106. So, I know you didn't cash large on that, George, tonight. The Golden State Warriors, we should have. I should have as well. But what about the Dodgers? Did you get a piece of the Dodgers tonight? They were big favorites. You play them on the road. What did you do in baseball tonight?
Yeah, I did well on the Dodgers there. I'm always shocked when the Dodgers lose a game. Right? I'm always shocked. The price has to be so high for me not to bet on the Dodgers. They are the best team, I think, in baseball. They're so deep. I'm not worried about them anywhere. I mean, Bellinger now hit another home run tonight. Is he going to figure it out again? I mean, really? It's not even fair. It's just not fair. Oh, with a team like the Dodgers. Once again, if they can figure it out. I hit on Milwaukee. I had the over, too, though, so I went 1-1 there as far as that. I lost on Minnesota earlier today because, once again, that morning game, I should have looked up what the record is for the Patriots Day game. But I always think it's a morning game that visitors are just, not going to be in good shape there, that they're not going to play well. I was wrong on that. One on Houston without Trout, even though I think the record for the Angels without Trout is actually pretty good for that. One on Oakland over Baltimore. I just thought Baltimore would they beat the Yankees 2 out of 3. Maybe they'd be a little high traveling across country, which is not fair, by the way. My God, you're going all the way to Oakland after playing in Baltimore yesterday, so I thought they would struggle tonight. So I was on them.
So, George, the Dodgers are now 8-2 on the season. All eight
That's
wins.
About right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So 80% win rate. Not bad, huh?
800 ball. You'll do well there.
All eight wins by more than 1.5 runs. They've won 5-3, 7-2, 7-0, 9-3, 3-1, 5-2, 9-1, 7-4. Like, so that's what I'm saying. Like, you play the Dodgers, you play them on a run line. They either win by 1.5 or they don't win the game, essentially. That's this year. They lost 3-2 and they lost 9-4 in Colorado. Other than that, they haven't lost any other games. But like I said, so they beat Colorado 5-3 in the first game of the year. Then they lost 3-2. Then they lost 9-4. They went to Minnesota. They won 7-2 and 7-0 in Minnesota. They went home. They hosted Cincinnati in their home opener. They won 9-3. Then they beat them 3-1. Then they beat them 5-2. Then they beat them 9-1. Now they just beat the Braves 7-4. And they were up like 6-0 or something, too, in this game. They were smoking them early.
It was 6-1, yeah. They're
6-1.
They ran home. The only time I'm going to worry about the Dodgers is when they get bored. Yeah, when they get,
they won't. They're on the war. Starting. They can't because San Francisco, it's the same crap. San Francisco are still around. They got postponed tonight, but these guys are 7-2 again. Like they're, I know, oh, they can't do this. Yeah, that's what we said last year. So that's what we said last year. They did it. So I'm like, oh, God, really? Again? These guys, again, you figure what a great start. The Dodgers probably running away with us. No. They're not. But I had a nice parlay tonight, George. I took the Dallas Mavericks in basketball. They were like plus 184 on the money line. I parlayed them with the Colorado Rockies. And the Los Angeles Dodgers. It turned into like plus 1087 type thing. It was because the Rockies were underdogs and the Mavericks were underdogs, right? So it turned into a nice payday. And I hit another one too with the Mavericks and just the Rockies. And I had another one with the Dodgers on the back end of this. But are you ready to show some respect to the Rockies? I told you this is the team that we talk about. 7-3, George. 70% clip so far. 7-3 Rockies start to the season. I've got over 68.5. We're off and running.
No, I think the Rockies will come back down there. It's just a matter of time here. Once again,
they went to a 7-3
stretch in June. We wouldn't care. But you care because it's the beginning of the season?
No, yes, I care because I have over 68.5, and now I'm a hell of a lot closer.
Yeah.
You're crazy. If you don't think they're going to get there, you think they're going to completely collapse, you're nuts.
Well, I don't think they're
going to. 10 games is a nice little sample size here. That's a nice sample size. Yes, it is.
Sorry, who have you played? So that matters. Who have you played and where have you played?
They beat the Dodgers.
I don't know offhand.
They're the only team in Major League Baseball that have beaten the Dodgers. Twice.
Yes, that's right. I lost money on that. Thanks.
So you can't just. I think I just answered well who they played. We just said who they. They're the only team that have beaten the Dodgers this year, and they beat them twice, 2 days in a row.
It's an immensely small sample size.
You're whacked.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Despiértate, que el $4 Breakfast Meal Deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un Sausage McMuffin o Sausage Biscuit, Hash Brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're just jealous of a winning pick. You won't give me credit.
I hope you do win. I'm not against
it. This is going to win in like July. You hate money.
So they're going to win. They're going to win 100 games. Wow.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
For you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's $1 million game? Who? Who?
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year.
The league folded.
Bridget, who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Together with George Kurtz, East Coast bias Kurtz, hates the Mile High City, refuses to give respect to quality baseball, 7-3 start. Oh, who they play? They beat the Dodgers. They beat the Phillies. They played a tough schedule.
The Phillies become a good team.
And it's not just, you can't just say, it's only at home. They won on the road as well. They've gone on the road and they've won on the road.
I'm not giving you the Phillies, by the way.
It's been a nice start.
Fourth place.
They've won. Hey, they've won every series that they played in this year, George.
The Phillies?
No, the Rockies. They won the series against the Dodgers. They won the series against the Rangers. They won the series against the Cubs. And now they take the first game of the Phillies.
Bad team. I'm not convincing me here.
I know, but see, this is why you.
How many games took me?
How many times have you bet on the Rockies this year? None, right?
On them? I don't think I've bet against them.
On them.
I think I've just done a couple of overs in Colorado. I think that's all I've done. I definitely don't think I've bet on them. I don't think I've bet against them either, but I know I've done some overs.
So you are willingly admitting that you have not bet on the most profitable team in Major League Baseball this year. They are up.
Yeah.
They are up $587 already through 10 games. By far the number one and most profitable team in the league.
You know what's going to happen now? I'm going to bet on them tomorrow.
Like they're
all right, fine, and then they'll lose. This is what will happen.
Well, No. You're not allowed. No, you're not allowed now. You're off.
I'm looking. I want to see what the numbers are tomorrow.
You're out.
What's the numbers tomorrow in Colorado? Where are we? Philadelphia.
They just beat Nola tonight. Oh, Nola's pitching, everyone said before the game. Oh, but it's Nola. I'm telling you guys.
Nola hasn't been good since 18, by the way.
Starting pitching doesn't matter. It's overrated.
Gibson versus Freeland tomorrow.
Plus 112. Rockies are plus 112.
I'm surprised they're not plus a little more than that, actually.
So what is it? Is it a three-game set or a two-game set? Are they playing two or three?
We'd have to look that up offhand, but I imagine it's a three-game set.
I don't know. Sometimes they do these little mini twos.
They do, yeah. They do some twos, but I would assume it's three.
Let's see. It's a three-game set.
Wednesday?
Okay, yeah.
And Wednesday,
so basically,
game two?
And then you got Marquez and Eflin on the next game. So basically, you take Colorado as a dog again, and they lose. You take them as a dog again, or a pick them, whatever. In the last game, I think they win at least one of the next two. They'll win the series. I think.
I can tell you, without this talk, I would not be betting tomorrow. I would have just passed by the game. I don't feel anything for it. I didn't know they were the most profitable team in baseball. Now I've actually wrote down a little bit of a note there, and I probably should know this.
Just for the record, so they're $587. This is like $100 bets, like $100 a game. So 10 games, you're up $580. So for the record, in the National League West, the Dodgers just cashed right now, but they were like minus 220 tonight. They were minus 138. Let's get it. It's not refreshed yet. Coming into tonight, it was minus 138. So now they'd be up about $200. San Francisco were up 379 again. Totally profitable because people don't believe in them, right? They're always a pick 'em and stuff. Colorado's up $587. San Diego, 29. Arizona's down 181. Philadelphia's actually burning money. Philadelphia, you're down $400 betting on Philadelphia. The Mets, George, have been playing decent baseball, but that's the team that I'm waiting for things to go bad for. But it's been a nice start for the Mets.
So are Mets fans.
It's 7-3. That division, though, man, it's just terrible. Everyone's losing money in this division. Everyone's down money. But, yeah, Colorado are the most profitable team. The ones that stand out so far are Colorado are up $587. San Francisco are up $379. The Mets are up $224. The Chicago Cubs are up $333. That's about it as far as like big time money. The White Sox are up $193. The big money burners, though, kind of like sort of the bad teams as you would expect. Well, look, Baltimore is 3-7, but they're only down $108. Texas are down $397. And actually, you know what? I skipped over this team, George. The freaking Oakland Athletics are up $428, these guys, because they're massive dogs all the time.
The Oakland Athletics, like, you have to, yesterday, have scored the most runs in baseball.
Yeah, you have to be willing to bet on bad teams in baseball, George. I'm telling you. It's the only sport where you can willingly have to do it and accept it.
Oh, I agree, because once again, over 162 games, even a bad team is going to win. You know, a very bad team is going to win 60 games. Bad teams will win 70, but they'll come close to 500. So I completely agree there. it's funny, though. One thing, I'm going to bet the Dodgers tomorrow night, speaking of not bad teams, because the price is great. I think right now...
That's a good price, Bueller and Fried.
Right, because FanDuel's given Fried too much credit, even though Fried has not looked good his first couple of starts this year. He hasn't looked very good at all. Bueller's looked great. I'll go with the Dodgers tomorrow.
This price is going to go up.
Fairly easy.
This price is going to go up for sure.
Which is why I'm taking it now.
Yeah, good call.
Once again, I love that that price because Fried is getting too much love. He hasn't looked. I think he'll be fine eventually. You know, and I think after his last start, he had never lost two starts in a row. Well, I guess he's never lost three starts in a row either. But I think that's happening tomorrow night.
So Texas, I think the number's a little short here with Robbie Ray on the hill tomorrow too.
I agree.
-152.
John Gray coming off the IL too. His first start in 10 days. I don't know how deep he's going. Yeah, before they get to that bullpen, I like the Mariners as well tomorrow night.
Yeah, Mariners -152 right now, hosting the Texas Rangers. Cincinnati Reds in San Diego -184. Musgrove on the hill here. What do you think about this one? I don't see why San Diego doesn't win again.
Oh, I agree with you. Musgrove's pitched well. Cincinnati's bad right now. -184 is a little rough. I don't like generally going over 160, 165. Without doing some kind of parlay. But San Martin, I'll be honest with you, I don't know much about him. I don't know, you know, I imagine this guy's out of the rotation when Luis Castillo comes back, but I'll go at Musgrove there, and I might lay the 184. We'll see if I don't find a parlay I like. One thing I it's a low number, but I'm pretty much on board now with taking every Yankee under. They can't hit, Gabe.
Yeah.
And I wrote this for a long time last year. I kept taking Yankee unders. Didn't matter.
See, that's a good one, too, that in the sense that sort of like betting on bad teams, it's hard to naturally say, oh, I'm going to bet an under in a Yankee game because of the perception. Well, there's home runs and, like, you know what I mean? Oh, they're a powerful offense, but they're really not. Right? They're really not. And how about this, George? 8-2 to the under on the season. 10 games. 8 unders. 80%.
Keep in mind, 3 of those games were against Baltimore. Camden Yards, a place where they usually rake. And listen, I'm a Yankee fan. I watched all those innings in Camden. It wasn't like, the new wall 30 feet back and 10 feet high. That killed them. No, they hit no fly balls to left field that were deep. None. Nil. Nada. All right, so that wall didn't hurt them at all. They just can't hit right now at all. And it's been a problem for years with the Yankees. They're not as good enough as people think. The only problem with tomorrow is...
Can Alexander shut him down? What about Alexander?
Well, name the 3 Baltimore pitchers who shut him down. I would have never thought any of them would have shut the Yankees down. Never would have thought that. Never.
Hey, you got to say the Tigers are live dogs at plus 176. That's a big price.
They have a lot of injuries.
Garrett Cole's been hit twice early. I know they do. I know.
Baez
is out. Twice early.
I'm not going to bet on the Yankees, but I'm going to take the under there. Cole's pitching. It's going to be probably a miserable night in Detroit. It's going to be cold. You know, that's not conducive to offensive baseball at all. I'm going to take
Cole's due for a good start, too. What about the Blue Jays? Blue Jays and Red Sox. Blue Jays is underdogs plus 120. It's hard not to take a look at.
I think Kikuchi gets killed in Fenway. I think it'd be a high scoring game and Toronto wins, but I think Kikuchi gets killed. And Eovaldi's pitched 2 good starts this year. He looks like not a bona fide ace, but maybe a number 2. You know, so I like the way he's pitched here. I'm not taking Boston because I don't think I'm betting against the Blue Jays too many times this year, but I'm not going to take them. I'm certainly not taking the Blue Jays. I might look at them. I believe it's, Wednesday and Thursday, games 3 and 4. I'll like the Blue Jays more there because I can't think of another pitching matchup that won't be in their favor, no matter who they're throwing out there. You know, but after the Eovaldi, Boston has nobody else. All right, so give me that.
I'll tell you.
Not Kikuchi.
I'll tell you what, Gossman's look really good, bro. I was watching him pitch the other day. Like, man, he's good. Like, people think, oh, he's gonna get hit in the American League and stuff, bro. Like, he's got these pitches that just they come in around the knees, man, and they drop.
Like,
yeah, man. Like, he's just in the zone, man. This guy, like, one after another, works fast. Strike, 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 strike. Like, you can just sort of tell, like, yeah, this guy's good. Like, he's worth the money. He's worth the money. He's a good pitcher. He's gonna keep him in baseball games. This guy.
I'm gonna have a bunch of unders tomorrow night because I'm a big. I bet unders on Northern City games or East Coast games.
Yeah, and there's a snowstorm right now in the
right.
East, right? I saw in Toronto tonight on TV.
It's
a big snowstorm. New York snowstorm right now.
It's not a snowstorm. It's a wintry mix. For me, it's a wintry mix. It's just gross. It's cold. I mean, come on, man. It's almost late April here, and it's just miserable out there. That's why the Mets canceled tonight. That's not going to be what it is tomorrow. It's normal weather tomorrow as far as no weather problems other than it'll be cold and miserable. It won't be a fun day to play. Tomorrow I'm looking at...
There's a lot of rainouts in New York, George. It blew my mind when I was, like, all the time. I'm like, there's always... always a rainout in New York. Mets, Yankees. Oh, you're right. But they always span. Remember last year, a couple of years ago, I remember people were pissed by the Yankees. People would show up and hang around and cancel the game.
They do it early, especially if the team's coming in again where it's no big deal to play a split doubleheader, whatever you're going to do. But, yeah, if I was a fan... I'm sure you've been this in your life where you go to a game and you find out when you're there. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Especially in New York, you got to go earlier and it takes a long time and everything. Exactly. So so they're playing at 3:12 Eastern tomorrow. McGill and Cobb on the hill. Mets are minus 118, total of 7 there. What do you think?
7? My God.
Yeah, it's low.
I mean, I can't go under. I can't. I think it's going to be a very well pitched game. McGill. You know, Gabe, does it raise an eyebrow for you? This guy was throwing 94 last year. He's throwing 99 now. 5 miles? 5 miles an hour, Gabe? I'll give you a mile and a half, 2 miles. Okay.
That's quite a lot of velocity picked up. You're saying?
All right, where'd that come from?
He's their new ace. He's the ace.
He is?
Sure. So, yeah, he is. Like, I'm not kidding.
No one saw this guy. He wasn't even in the rotation until DeGrom got hurt.
I've liked him before. I've liked him before, though. I actually did.
Not like this. I didn't like him.
So you're saying he's picked up 5 miles on his fastball?
That's not a joke. I'm not making fun. He was throwing his average fastball last year was 94. This year it's 99.
Wow.
You know, he's made comments in the paper. Oh, yeah, I look up at the scoreboard now because I want to hit triple digits. Okay.
So what?
He's like,
just learn? Like, why'd you like you said?
It's just weird.
You could add like two, maybe three. You know what I mean? But
five?
To consistently pop up five like that, and that's a big gap, George, from 94 to 99. Like, you know what I mean? I got from 89 to 92, 93. You know what I mean? Like, that's believable.
Tested a lot, and I use the word randomly in quotes.
Well, you're snitching him out here. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like baseball hasn't already been doing this.
And George, if it was the Yankee, George wouldn't be bringing this up. Since it's a Met.
Well, the Yankees are hitting. They need roids. They should all take them.
They gotta cork their bats. This is Sports Rage.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
3 minute warning, level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Rick Serratella will step up into level three. We'll talk NFL draft. Scoop Jackson will join us. We'll talk NBA basketball. George Kurtz with us right now. So, George, I brought this up earlier. Josh Allen is playing in a golf tournament head to head against Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And Josh Allen's teammate is Patrick Mahomes. And I said earlier that, like, Mahomes has beaten you 2 years in a row in the playoffs. Like, if you're a linebacker, you're a defensive lineman on the Bills, if you're a defensive back, like, you want to see your quarterback laughing it up and playing golf with Mahomes? No, this guy, like, you know, as a Bills fan, I'm kind of like, why are you hanging out with this guy? I get it, you know, that's the whole thing. He's Mr. Celebrity now. But, you know, one thing, Josh, all those guys have Super Bowl rings. You're the only guy that doesn't in that mix. Right, like, I don't know. I'd get a ring first before I'm worried about playing golf with these guys. I don't like it, George. What do you think? Am I crazy, or what do you think?
I think it's the age we grew up in. You know, cause I kind of agree with you. And I know it's kind of silly to think this, but, yeah, I don't like it either. You know,
would Roger Staubach and Terry Bradshaw play on the same golf team together in the 70s? I don't think they would. They wouldn't.
Yeah. But things are different nowadays because of free agency, right? Everybody goes plays with everybody else. It's not, they're back
they're
in the
all
day,
buddies.
Baseball
they're
teams
all
and batting
buddies.
Practice. Nobody would even talk to anybody else, right? They're all friends now. They're all friends now. No one cares.
Well, I know. Yeah, I remember Yasiel Puig. Yasiel Puig, actually, if you remember the story, and the Dodgers got mad at him. Basically, Luis Gonzalez came up to him with Arizona at the batting cage, and because they're both Cuban, and he basically said, "Hey, we never met, but I'm from Cuba." And Yasiel Puig told him, "I don't care if you're from Cuba. Don't talk to me. I don't like you." So he said, he goes, "I don't care." He goes, "I don't talk to people on the other team." He goes, "I don't care if you're from Cuba." And then they got all mad at Yasiel. That was classless. You shouldn't have done that to him. Why? I don't have a problem with it. Do you, George? He said, I don't care if you're from Cuba. I don't talk to guys on the other team. And he looked away. And they were like, that's classless. More with George on the other side.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.